Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my podcast. Just briefly wanted to speak to you a download that I received, which is about humility, humbleness, and about self-worth, because there's a lot of misconception going around between these two, even in the spiritual circles. And let me lay it out to you bare and naked here. If you believe that there is a creator, and if you believe that we are part of all the oneness of all that is, there is only one creator in this existence or in this universe, and we are all part of that. And if you are a part of that creator, if someone asks you to be humble or have humility, who would you be humble before? If you are the creator yourself, if there is a creator energy inside you, if there is God inside you, if you are part of all that is, that means you are all that is. And if you are all that is in an absolute sense even, who are you trying to be humble before? Who would you bow your head? Who would you kneel against? Who would you ask for prayers and forgiveness and all this other stuff? If you are all that is, you're the only one here. Who will you bow before if there is nobody else? You see what I'm saying? Even if you stretch this logically, the whole concept of humility before something or someone, let it be even God appearing here, is utter nonsense. I want you to get this for a second. And it has really a huge implication upon self-worth. Huge. Very big. And this is what you need to get your head around, even as spiritual people, even as somebody who's struggling with self-worth or struggling with the idea that most of these popular religions of the world convey, that you've got to be humble before God, you've got to fear God, you've got to be humble in your attitude towards others. Well, you're not going to get it that way. Because there is nothing to be humble towards if you are a part of oneness of all that is. Otherwise, you're just spending time in chasing your own tail. You're just contradicting yourself all the time. This is the kind of chasing your own tail that these logical approaches will lead to. There is no one or nothing you need to be humble before if you are all that is. Well, let me offer you another perspective here. First of all, self-worth. Let's talk about self-worth. Self-worth is closely related to humility, which is being asked of us, programmed into us, beaten into us by our cultures, religions, and so on. You should be humble. You should have more self-worth. You should be proud of yourself. These are all contradictory terms. Self-worth and humility have become very contradictory terms. People don't know where to find self-worth if they are asked to be humble. How can you be proud and be humble at the same time? You see what I'm saying? Do you get the gist of this thing? You really need to get this. Self-worth, if I may offer, you should learn from nature. Does nature have problem having self-worth? Does a tree beat beat upon its own ass to think about how useless it is, or is it shedding leaves in winter and becoming a bare branches? Or if a small bird comes along and it is shedding its feathers, you think it all looks ugly, but it has no sense of that kind of self-worth. It is always shining. It is always beautiful. Just look at all the birds and the trees and animals. Just learn from nature, because it is still uncorrupted by all this human nonsense biases, right? If you keep going around nonsensical logic, even in spirituality, you are just buying another form of nonsense, people. Just please know this. Question everything. Get to the bottom of this. Self-worth, you are already self-worthy. You're already born bright, shiny, golden jewel of golden light, of everything that the Creator made you in His own image. There's nothing to look from outside for endorsement of who you are. Even astrologically, even all ascendants, all nakshatras considered, you got to find that out for the sake of what? For the sake of not getting self-worth. You're already worthy. It's just to know the path and the direction which would be best suited for your talents. You're born with something. You're born with a set of signatures, which is determined by all these planets, points, nakshatras, zodiacs, and so on and so forth. So it's like a map. You are trying to use a map to find your own treasure buried inside. That's the purpose of astrology. Not all this prediction nonsense that people are going around telling. In this new energy, in this shift, any astrological prediction will be pure nonsense. Stop buying it once and for all. Don't buy nonsense. Otherwise, you'll propagate more nonsense. You see what I'm saying? Humility. Now, the question of humility is a very tricky one, for it sounds like a nice idea. You should be having humility, but who would be having humility towards? It's not towards bowing down towards someone else. It's like you feel humble when you look in your eyes in the mirror. You feel humble before yourself. Your grandness, your awesomeness is what humbles you to yourself. It is not something you convey to others. It is not something you bow to other person. Your own grandness is what you got to realize. And that's the most humbling thing in my experience. You experience your grandness to a finer and finer and finer degree. And all that I have spoken of about mantras, this and that. You're looking at your chart and it's going to humble you how beautiful the system is, how beautiful you are as a person. All things considered, people go around telling I have to resolve this shadow, this ancestor, that ancestor. Pure nonsense. You are endowed with all that your ancestors are. It's in your DNA. It's in your cellular structure. It's in your heart. It's in your mind. You have been gifted. Listen up, people. You are all gifted, each one of you, in very profound ways. If you are the sum total of ancestors of 10,000 people before you, parents, grandparents, and stretch it all the way up about 100 people up the scale in your family lineage, imagine you are the fruit of them. You're the culmination of it. It's like a whole mango tree is designed to produce that mango and that seed and that fruit. Why would you need self-worth? From where would, who would gift it to you? Tell me. Nobody will. Stop buying such nonsense and stop going around in circles. Find out who you are, and the awesomeness of who you are is going to humble you or give you humility before you itself. You with yourself. That's all the humility that the scriptures and the great yogis are talking about. The humility comes from you knowing yourself more and more and more and more in a full way. More full every single day. You're already full, but you're getting more full. See, when you talk of spirituality and oneness and everything, things seem paradoxical every time. You go to any system of esoteric science in the world. You take Sufism, you take a tree of life, you take Vedic tradition, you take any of these systems, it might seem self-contradictory. You're talking about many in one, one in many. You're talking about death and births at the same time. You're talking about contradictory seemingly things all at once in the same breath. Why is this the case? Well, here's the simple explanation. This is simply the case of things appearing paradoxical or paradoxical contradictory ideas existing at the same time, because in oneness, just get this, in oneness is the collapse of all duality. There is no duality in oneness. So seemingly contradictory ideas appear in the same breath existing together. This is what all esoterics, channelings, everything will tell you. Don't try to separate it in oneness. Everything is all at once, all is the same. The good and bad are the same. The right and wrong is the same. Everything is in the same place. There is no other place for it to go. There is no one for you to be humbled towards if you are all that is. You understand what I'm saying? This is where everything comes from. And you need to get this. You need to really get this. Stop trying to be humble before people. Stop trying to be seeking self-worth from anyone. Investigate yourself. Investigate your chart yourself. Don't go around astrologers. Don't seek predictions. Don't seek humility. Try to be more and more awesome in whatever you are doing. That's the secret which will lead you to the true humility, which is your own awesomeness. Nothing else. All right? Take care. Be safe. Have a good day.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.